Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Ted Santos, and I am your host of Straight Talk. And I'm making sure I've got something a little different here. I have 870. You're live on your talk. Can you hear me? What name and where are you calling from?
Good afternoon. How you doing, Mr. Santos?
Hey, so you can hear me clear, because my voice is coming through pretty well.
Where are you kind of breaking up?
I'm breaking up. Well, that's nice.
Yes, sir.
Breaking up
yes,
a lot.
Sir. Now I can hear you just a little bit clear.
Okay, so maybe I have to come in a little bit. See, I want to move this stuff around here.
Yes, sir. How's it going today?
Hey, man, I'm doing pretty well. Thanks for calling, man. Always love to call in. I'm just doing a little different. Sorry, go ahead. Say that again.
I was just calling to check up on you because, make sure that you're well-being. You know, I heard that it's 110% increase in that strain up there where you at, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm not too worried about that. Maybe going to the city. Just want to do a sound check. Can you all hear on YouTube?
Well, it's still kind of, your audio still kind of jumpy.
Jumpy. Man, that is not good.
It's like it's popping in and out.
Popping in and out.
Yep.
Wow. Let's see, how do I want to handle that? So if I get a little closer, does that help or no?
Nah, that helped just a little bit just then.
All right. Hey, Ray, thanks for checking in. Can you hear me clearly, Reggie, or am I breaking up?
It's still just a little bit feedback in that mic.
Okay. Let's see something. Okay. Reggie just popped up on YouTube. Also, huh? That's not good. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
It's still just a little bit chattery.
Breaking up. Let me see. How do I check this? Man, okay, just a bit. So I don't know how I can have a bad connection. I've got, let's see. All right, so am I still breaking up, Kendrick? Just a bit, or did I get a little bit?
Just a tad. It's getting clear.
All right, you can make out what I'm saying, though, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, all right. So how you feel?
Oh, I'm well, man. Yes,
all
sir.
Right.
I'm doing real good.
So I guess because I have all this going on, I'm on Instagram, Instagram Live. My hope is that my connection is a lot better over there. Tell me if I got a little better. You need to find yourself a computer geek, huh? Well, I should have good Wi-Fi. I mean, all this stuff is new. Computer, modem, I mean, or router. There shouldn't be any problem.
Yeah. Yep, you can't never tell, man, with the technology.
But so tell me, I'm just a little clearer now. Say something.
I can make out your words, but it's still a pop at the end of your sentence.
It's not 100%, huh? Okay.
No, sir. It's not 100%, but I put it maybe 95, 96%
And that's strange.
It's popping just at the end.
Yeah, because you're pretty clear. So thank you to everyone who got people find this topic interesting. And some people may even find it controversial. Some can't believe I'm having it. So.
Well, it's a topic needed.
It's 95%. All right, PJ. So, wow, this is not good. See, this is what happens when you're not a computer geek, huh?
Yeah, man. I don't feel bad.
Percent, man. Possibly so much stuff going on at the same time. It's getting all confused. The airwaves getting.
Yep.
I'm about to shut something down in a second. Let's see. Well, I ran a test last night, but I only had two things. I didn't have Instagram. So
that could be
jamming me up.
Well, see, now I can hear you a little bit clearer now, see.
A little clearer? All right.
Yes, sir.
So everyone knows this is strong. We do this every Sunday live. Normally, we only do it on Blog Talk, only as a podcast. We are. I am stepping into new frontiers. A lot of people do this already. It's new to Instagram, YouTube, and a blog, a podcast all at once. So I am experimenting on one hand, even though I'm doing the same thing I've always done. This is that talk show that is made for men by men, except ladies, you never want to miss it. And I even have, let's see. All right, cool. So I can even, one second. So we're the show that takes on life, love, money, relationships, all kinds of social challenges, and we always do it from a man's perspective. In the U.S., that's been a rare thing here, man's perspective. For the past decades, all we've listened to was the ladies. How to be men and what the rules are for relationships and what men should and shouldn't. So created Straight Talk so men could have a place they can actually talk and be straight, not have to curb the way they think and speak. And I've done quite a few videos on YouTube. I've done this on Straight Talk, the podcast. Hell, like that's been about almost two years now. Coming in on 2 years. And I want to first thank everyone who supported me on all the platforms. I even have a Facebook channel called Straight Talk, where we address a lot of the same things. Those conversations get really intense there. Hey, what's going on, Chris? Thanks for tune in. And you're going to call in, Chris, on the podcast. So we continue with our tradition. We're speaking social issues. We're talking about how men and women relate. And focus less. Today is going to be less focused on women. All right, cool. Thanks. All right, Chris. We're talk about men and getting men's house in order, so to speak. And I want to talk about, we're going to have to talk about money, wealth, generational wealth. But the real essence of this conversation is power. And you hear so many things, Black Lives Matter protests, you see riots. You hear men talking on social media, not just getting in the friend zone with opportunities and power. So, you know, some people will think it's the chicken or the egg. Do black men have to have money, power, or do you have to have power to have money? And does it actually matter? So I want to ask a question: are black men afraid of power? And I'm asking that because it seems like, and it's not even limited to the United States, Africa. You can look at the Caribbean, you can look at Latin America, and there are black men all over the world. No variety. So you hear even black women talk about how everyone likes swag of black men. You ask black women about former president Barack Obama. He won't tell you about his policies. They tell you about what he has. And handsome, how he loves his wife. Well, often when black women think about power, they think about European men. So I'm not having this conversation to take anything from anyone. I really want to have a conversation about why is it black men are not seen as powerful. Several weeks ago, I put a post in several groups and said black men are most intelligent, most powerful human beings on the planet. And I wanted to see if we're going to say, oh, you must be crazy. That's crazy. And the responses I did get were, oh, if we're going to see you that way, to have to start owning some natural resources if we're going to respect you that way. Thank you for checking in. The chicken. Get the chicken and the egg. Great. Thanks, PJ. So I really want to have this conversation be truly for men, by men, and about men. And I'm looking for some other people to join us in the conversation, but I want the context without giving away much. I don't want to impose my thought. I want to have a conversation. Talk about this is the black community. There's something in Buddhism, it's the principle of the teamwork. And okay. And sorry, guys. So this principle of the world in Buddhism, this is a really strong foundation in Buddhist view of life. So I'm going to talk about these 10 worlds, and somehow I think worlds can be interwoven into this entire conversation. So the way 10 worlds go like this, the lowest world of 10 is hell, and hell, as you can imagine, That's world of reach. It indicates the condition which one is dominated by the impulse of rage to destroy self and everything else. So Buddhism, that's the lowest world. That is hunger. Hungry. In the world of hunger, greed. They say greed is the world of hunger. That's a condition characterized by an insatiable desire for food, clothing, wealth, fame, power, and so forth. Next world is animals. And some call it animality. And that's a condition that's governed by instinct, in which no sense of reason or morality. We had affirmative act, we had welfare in the 60s, affirmative actions in the 70s, and a lot of guys abandoned the idea of black power. They ran off to get a job at IBM or some other. They say, I made it, desegregation took you out of a black community where you go to the suburbs, which once again you could say I made it, and you now have a job working in a white corporation where you say that I'm above, I'm made the rapture. And it seems as soon as the black kids having the things they want, the circumstances, the mood, the mind changes. And it goes down, all the way back down into hell. You see riots and anger, and someone says hello, and you see. And I think it seems like the black community has that structure. It's almost like a ceiling. So when you start getting power, it's almost like you're mistaken in rapture in the Buddhist world as being powerful. Like in heaven, you can have more money. Right? So the next world, the seventh world, some call it, or the sixth world, seventh world is the voice of hearers, and some call it the world of learning, right? It's a condition which one awakens to the evolving instability and the sixth path, and looking for lasting truth. This is where people are looking to get beyond. And there are people that do that. Maybe these are the people that say, I'm woke, we're
You breaking up real bad, Pete.
Okay, am I echoing? Because I got you on YouTube as well.
All right. Hey, Kendrick, can you hear me? I couldn't hear you before, Kendrick. Say that again.
Yeah, one little minute ago, we couldn't hear hardly nothing. You know what I'm saying?
You couldn't hear me?
Yes, sir. We couldn't hear nothing.
You couldn't hear anything?
It was real crumbly.
This is not good. All right. So, Legatus, you're asking, so what is power? And that's exactly what we need to talk about, because if the black community is constantly in this state, of protesting, being angry, saying racism. Hey, Kendrick, am I coming through?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay. So if the black community is constantly in this, you get the 60s, you had these riots. And then in the 70s, they gave affirmative action. So people calmed down. They took them to this place of heaven. And the 80s were good. And then Rodney King happens. So we constantly go through this. I'm happy we're in heaven, and then we're rioting all over again. It's like history continues to repeat itself. So, you know, you have to ask the question, have you ever seen people like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and Elon Musk, and you go back in time, John D. Rockefeller, did you ever see these wealthy people out protesting? Some of you may talk about the Boston Tea Party, but have you seen wealthy people out protesting, rioting, and angry at the public? I mean, we've seen those guys have power. And those who don't are fighting. Hey, Mattarelli, thanks for checking in, man. Hey, so it lies in temperance. What do you mean by that, Charles? So you can hear fine. All right. Hey, Chris. 405, you're live and on the air with Straight Talk. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, Ted, how's it going? This is Chris.
Okay. Hey, Chris, thanks for calling.
Am I coming through fine?
You're a little bit low, but I can hear everything.
Oh, is this better?
Hey, let me just check. Hey, Mattarelli, Charles, can you guys hear Chris just fine? Can you hear him?
Yeah,
can you guys hear him on Facebook? Okay, they hear you. Everything's fine. All right, go ahead, Chris. They can hear you.
Hang on just a second. Crap. My Bluetooth just messed up.
Hey, hold on. I think I have real. Area code 708-708. You're live on here with Chris. Talk. What's your name and what call?
I'm out. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, this is it's Ramil, man. What's going on, man?
Hey, Ramil, hey, what's going on,
see your text,
man.
Definitely had to come through and, at least get my text. Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. It's a couple people on the line.
Killing.
Hey, Chris.
Oh, okay.
Chris, Ramil is here, too, Chris.
Okay. But before Ramil gets started, Ted, can I say something real quick?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, you're right. And a lot of black men complain about black women, but what they don't realize is, number one, stop focusing on black women. What you have to do is build your own society, just like the Jews did, just like like Asians did, how you go in every city and every city has a Chinatown. Well, you should be able to go into every city and there should be a black town. Now, once you establish these neighborhoods, now you can dictate what kind of people you allow in these neighborhoods. And that's where your power comes from. You know, you generate wealth and everything inside those communities. And then you can be particular about who you let in those communities. And you don't let the same people who were, you don't let all those ratchet in there, the ratchet women in there. You don't let the drug dealers in there. You don't let the pimps in there. You don't let none of that degenerate, those degenerates
right.
in there to infect your neighborhood. So as black men, you have to start there and stop, you know, right now, you got a lot of black men who spend money, you know, they'll go overseas and fuck all these women, these foreign women, and post all these pictures on YouTube. Okay, great,
yep.
Congratulations. You went overseas and you fucked a foreign woman. Big whoop, right?
Hey,
but
hey.
Meanwhile, you're coming back to a shitty neighborhood in the U.S., and you're leaving a shitty neighborhood as a legacy for your children to grow up in.
You know what? I want to talk about that. So we're going to have to address health. We're going to have to address desegregation. And I think what people don't realize is what you just talked about is going abroad. That's going to have like desegregation 2.0 effect on the black community. And no one's looking ahead at that. So both Chris and Ramil, based on what you just said, Chris, do you all think black men are afraid of power?
Yes.
I agree.
Of course.
And my bad, Ramil.
Sure.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I said for sure. I mean, it's obvious at this point. I mean, we've had so much time to, you know, We have so much time and energy to acquire it. We're in the richest country in the world, but yet we still haven't done it. There's no other excuse I can think of except for us being scared of power, because in this country, power is yours for the taking. It's not even hard to get. You just got to pay for it, and it has a mentality.
Oh, you know, how's it going, sir?
Huh?
Had to come in and get something?
Hey, Reggie, go on mute.
Okay.
Go on mute, Reggie.
You might have to mute him, too.
Finish. Go ahead, Ramil. Finish.
No, I was just saying, man, because we've had every opportunity in this country to gain it, but we just don't go out there. There's no other way, no other reason I can think of us not doing stuff for us.
Hey, your voice is dropped, Ramil. Your voice just dropped for some reason.
The world is so open. That's America. This is the best time to get it, right? Everybody's being a crybaby. Everybody's trying to be a best warrior of all races. It's time for black men to come in and collect. White folks are trying to find America in a place like for sale. Black men can come and grab some this kind of price now. Everybody's being crybaby. You want anyone coming out with black people.
Hey, Ramil, I don't know how
we're
doing. Your voice just dropped for some reason.
Yo, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Oh, that's better. Now you're back.
Yeah.
You're back.
Yeah. You were covering. You must have been covering your mic up.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So what I was saying, so just to wrap it up, we've had all this time to do it, but this is the perfect time to do it while everybody's being the crybaby. You know, everybody's doing being a social justice warrior. This is the time to do it, man. While everybody's waiting on the equal world, this is time for black men to come up, man, especially with the black sympathy wave, man. White folks are declining. This is the time. But I think we're scared, man, because we never had it before. What can we do with it? Go ahead.
So I want to ask,
I want to ask
a few questions of everyone, because I think – part of the problem is no one's really asking a question. So my first question is, if black men had power in the U.S., how would that look in the U.S., and how would that look globally?
Well, if we were to have power, that's a good question, Ted. What would it look like? It hasn't happened before. So the only thing we can look at is looking at examples of black men in America who've had small sections of power. And every time we do that, when we look at black men who have achieved some sort of power amongst their own people, usually, you know, he's trying to take care of his people. I mean, if you look at the black men who have achieved power, when black men get into power, usually they take care of the others around them. And that could be a detriment as well, but just like in somebody's family, when a black man gets ahead, what does he do? Everybody eats. He takes care of the mama. All his mama's kids, his nieces and nephews. When the black man get on, everybody. And it's kind of like the same with power, but that's a detriment because we lose out trying to save everybody else with us. Man, but yeah.
Yeah. Let me say this, Ted. Ramil was right when he said now is the perfect time to strike to take advantage of this white guilt that's going on in society. And let me tell you something. Herman Cain just passed away. Herman Cain, you know, we know he owned Godfather's Pizza and turned himself into a billionaire, right? Herman Cain was loved by white people because they didn't have to worry about having to support him. They didn't have to worry about, you know, him asking for a handout. I think, well, we know black women love getting handouts, right? But I think the majority of black men they want to stay on that pussy plantation, and pussy matters them so much that they don't want to offend black women by not getting the power and making them, you know, acquiesce and just fall in line. You know, they don't want to become Herman Cains. You know, they just rather sit around and blame not being a Herman Cain on white folks when it's not the case. White folks want us to succeed because they're tired of us being the drain on them. So there's no white people out here that are just looking to stop you. They're doing everything they can to help you get ahead because they understand that if you get ahead, then we all ahead as a country, as a society, and America gets to stay on top.
So are you saying that, because my question was, if black men had power, how would it look? So one would be dudes wouldn't be just chasing pussy and the black community wouldn't need help. Is that one of the things?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. Pussy, all right. Pussy wouldn't be the standard anymore, because right now pussy is the standard for black men instead of power and wealth.
Okay.
Well, hold on. It depends on the mentality black men have when we acquire power. Are you saying that we acquire power under our current mindset, or we acquire power under a different mentality? Because if we had power right now, yes, pussy would still be the standard. It would just be niggas who want pussy who's in power. Now, if we're talking about gaining power from a different mentality, then yeah, I agree. So I think it has to be specified as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, gaining power under a different perspective.
Okay. Yeah, then there's no limits then. But to answer that question, can that question truly be answered? Because that's going to be uncharted territory. If black men really, as a critical mass of us, really gain some power, whether it's economics or politics or political power or anything, it will be an unprecedented move in this country.
Well, can you see how it presents a problem if black men don't even know how it look like? How do you even know if you arrived? I'm going to ask another question related to that in the chat. What do you all think power would look like if black men had power in the U.S.? How would it look? Kendrick, what's your answer to that question? If black men, not the black community, black men had power, how would that look in the U.S. or abroad?
I guess he's having issues with his phone. But let me say this, Ted. We already have some form of power. We just don't realize. We just don't recognize it. If you look, all the buying power, blacks have the biggest buying power in the U.S. That's why most of these commercials and most of these clothing manufacturers cater to rappers. They have rappers push their products because they know black people have the most buying power. Now instead of having this buying power, instead of spending your money, you should stack your wealth and stop spending it on trinkets, stop spending it on designer clothes and tangible shit. But rap music took over as the number one selling genre of music in the country, that's when we realize, because all music is a marketing tool. Music is a marketing tool to sell, all kinds of products. And now you see rap music and car commercials and, clothing commercials, whatever.
Right.
So we have some sort of power. We just don't know how to wield it.
Okay. And I'm going to dive into that more. So Sean is saying that black man has to raise the bar. Charles said black male power would lose from America and broker deals abroad. Doug said, I believe if black men had power, it would look like control over communities, commerce, and law. And Legatus, the nuclear family would be reinstated if black men had power. So then my next question is, what stops black men from having that kind of power? And I understand it's still kind of unclear, but if they had the power, right, pussy wasn't the standard, they're brokering deals abroad, and Ramil, I'm going to assert that politicians don't have power. That maybe that's one thing the black community needs to understand. You can have all the presidents and senators you want. They are public servants. They are in service to wealthy families, large landowners, and corporations. And if black men had power, they would understand that, and they would know that that politicians are for hire. You buy them, or you put your family and friends in office, and they ensure your agenda is taken care of. And I think black men don't understand that well enough. This is a republic, not a democracy.
I agree.
What stops, I'm asking everyone, you too, Reg, what stops black men from having that power?
Well, right now it's the matriarchal mindset. You know, they're being raised by women. They go to school, are being taught by women all day long. Then when they get home from school, they're being babysat by women until their mother gets home. Can you hear me?
All right, go ahead.
They're spending all this time around women, so all they know how to do is behave like women, and women want to be controlled because women don't want to accept responsibility if things get out of control, and so that's part of the problem.
So that too much influence on men, and that's what's happening.
Yeah, too much matriarchal influence.
Okay.
And then when you have somebody like me, you or Ramil comes along, we're seen as an outlier because, you know, we're telling them to, you know, to basically man up, you know, be a man. You know, you weren't designed to act like this. You aren't. I don't care what society tells you, you're not supposed to be behaving like this. This is what you should be doing.
We're seen as an outlier. You know, we're telling them.
I'm over here experimenting. I'm experimenting, so. All right, keep going.
You know, that's all I would say. I wanted to see if somebody else would chime in.
Now to something special as we end this long week with continuing protests calling to reform policing, which shows how what burst forth after the killing of George Floyd
some
Americans say they're newly more aware of the depth of police brutality
what
and systemic racism. Issues that black leaders and artists have highlighted for decades, as we've reported on The Beat.
All right, I've got
anyone
something.
Willing to listen?
Yeah, right now you're playing a YouTube video of somebody else.
Yeah, I see what happened.
But you ended your live stream.
I ended it?
Let's see. Oh, there it goes. It's back up now. Oh, no, that's the replay. Yeah, your live stream ended.
Alright, so I experimented and, I screwed up. Let's see. Is it back up?
Hold on. If you end the last stream, bro, then you gotta start a whole new one.
Yeah. You gotta start a whole new live stream.
You know, we try to incorporate the YouTube joint as well.
Yeah, that's what I did, and clearly I screwed up. Playing around.
Project.
This is all new for me. But so, all right. So, what do you guys think it would take for black men to have that kind of power?
It's gonna take black. We're gonna have to stop playing. I mean, we're gonna have to adopt a more ruthless, you know, a more ruthless way of thinking, a more ruthless mindset. You know, I'm not being so empathetic to everything. Just like the same people that conquered us, we got to take that same conquering mindset and we put it on everybody else. You know what I mean? Just like the white folks didn't care when they killed everything, we got to have the same mindset. We can't do the same thing, but we can still have the mindset in the way we attack life. Stop being so comfortable where we are at and start adopting a mindset of growth and conquering, you know, and that's been lost. You know, like somebody said, the matriarchal mindset, but we need to adopt the same mindset as the people who whatever mindset they had when they were taking over the world.
Yeah, that mindset that they had when they were taking over the world were going to build with men and fuck women, you know what I mean? They didn't give a shit what the women thought because women are like water. Women are like water. They're gonna follow wherever, you know, they're going to follow wherever you lead them, you know? And, you know, you have to start building together as men. It has to start with you buying property, buying land, like you said, getting a hold of some sort of natural resource, and understand that men are the prize, not women. And stop and start devaluing pussy, you know what I mean? Start devaluing thoughts and make it to the point where your women are in, your women are in line and you can make wives out of them instead of strippers and whores.
But do you think black men even want that? Do black men want that? I mean, it seems like...
No. Most black men, the only thing they care about is pussy. The only thing they care about is pussy. Like I said, the standard for black men, the standard of accomplishment for black men is how much pussy I get. Look at me. I went to Dominican Republic. Look at me. I went to Brazil. Look at me. I went to Puerto Rico. I got some pussy. Who cares? When it's all said and done, you came back to America to where you're at the bottom of the social economic totem pole.
Right. I will say this though, as far as respecting one thing, family thing, don't you ask him? Huh? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, go ahead. Say again. Yeah.
Well, as far as black men, so the question was, do you think black men want the family thing to have it cleared up, like you said?
Yes.
Well, I will say, even though pussy is a prime motivator for black men, and it is, I will say that black men do tend a lot of times to, there's a lot of black men who do want marriage and family. That is true. I mean, now here's the thing, man. When they do it, they marry these hoes and the hoes either divorce them or they take all their money or, you know, something like that. So it's like some black men, you know, according to the CDC, black men are in more involved in their children's lives than any other fathers. It's just that the women are playing games with the court system. I mean, black men have been trying to build the family thing with black women for so long, it's always been a failure because, you know, these females, you know, they don't respect that shit. So I will say there's a huge sector of black men still wanting to get married, still talking about proposing, and still talking about marriage, even in this sector of black YouTube, even though I'm against it. But because females don't appreciate it, they don't value that shit. They don't value family.
Well, no. That's what I was saying, Ramil. It's like under this current system, under the way shit's going, no, you can't have a family. So, no, it would be stupid. Yeah. It's a fool's errand to try to start a family. And this
but black
current
men,
situation we
black men have been vehemently continuing to try to do this, you know,
under this
system, and they seem steady getting messed. So they actually could, I guess, still fall into the category of pussy being a priority because they weren't at risk at all, even though under this system. Because here's the thing, man, if we didn't live in this system and the laws weren't like this and the behavior wasn't, we didn't have this behavior problem, I wouldn't be against them. I would not be against it. So because of where
right.
we're at, I can't ride with that shit. I just can't.
That's why I said we need to stop focusing on pussy for a minute and go build our own societies. And then once you
yep.
build your own societies, you accumulate wealth, and now you can go you can put money in your hand and you can go to Congress and you can lobby for laws to get changed to where it is safe for you to have a family, it is safe for you to get married, and it's safe for you to do all that. And then once you do that. Once you do that, now you can establish, okay, this is the criteria I want for women. I'm only going to allow these kind of women in my community. Any of you ratchet women, you ratchet bitches, you're not coming in. And if you try to come in, off with your head.
Well, all right, so with that, let me ask you, both you guys, do you think black women want... Do you
no.
think black women want black men to have power?
No.
I don't think the vast majority of them do. I think there's a small section of them that do, but they're far outweighed by those that don't. And
well, I mean, if you think about it, isn't that kind of insane, though? Isn't that insane? Like, why? Because a lot of black women talk trash and say, oh, black men don't own resources. You lick the boots of white guys. They say all this stuff. Why wouldn't they want black men to have power?
Because it takes power
they
from them.
Exactly.
Say that again.
Because it takes power away from them, and they want to be in control. White people have convinced them that they're better than us, that they're smarter than us. They believe they fell victim to all these lies that they've been told how they're so much better than us when we can pull up statistics all across the board and prove that they aren't.
Can I say something? Yes, can you
hear
me?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Okay. You know, what Chris and Ramil is saying is really true because they want you to lead them and take. So when you're the leader, that means you're taking on the responsibilities and you're going to have to be accountable for everything. But at the same time, she doesn't want you to be under your control. You understand what I'm saying? She wants you to have the resources and all of this stuff and all of this stuff. But she wants you to get all of that. But she wants to control all of that. So, you know, that's the mindset of the black woman when it comes to the black man. I mean, you could even see that when I hate to mention his name, Barack was president. Michelle was still shitting on him. So you can see how that works, you know, with them. So, you know, they want you to lead them now and protect them and get and build up everything. You know, they want you to do the hard work and everything, but they want to be able to control the leaders. You understand what I mean? And me, myself, you know, I'm not going hey, I don't lead, provide, and protect anything that I don't control. You know, I mean, that's just slavery right there. So that's the mindset. So I'm with the rest of you. You know, if you're trying to have power and everything and build whatever you want to build, I don't really see how you can do that when the woman of your race is she basically is, if you're trying to build something or whatever, she's in competition with you, so she's your enemy. How are you gonna do that?
Facts, man. And I 100% agree with you, man. Yes, he's right. They do want black men to have power. They do. They just want to be able to take it away when they at their pleasure. They don't want you to have the power and the resources. They want to control it using you as the face. So while you have it, they want to control it through you. It was usually the case when it comes to black couples. Anyway, the woman is running the shit. You know what I mean? So it's just like, why would I sign up for that? I don't got to worry about that. I'd just rather build myself. And then when I need a female, I use it for what I need it for. And then I, you know, can be on her way.
And again, how are you going to build up a community or like Chris was saying, with that?
Is that what I mean?
Facts.
Now, I mean, we can say, you know, the way things are looking, you know, everybody's going to be biracial, you know, in the next decade or, you know, within the next century. So, I mean, I think if you wanted to build something, you might have a better chance with another race of woman.
You guys hear me at all?
I can hear you, yeah.
What do you gentlemen think about that?
I think you have a better chance building by yourself than with any woman in today's world. I mean, because they always can turn left. All of them can go left.
Can you guys still hear me on the chat?
Okay, so Ramiro, so are you trying to say that all the children that a man has or that we should have should be by surrogate, and we just have a whole, all our kids are by surrogate, and we're just controlling everything, and we're raising them that way? I can see that. Is that what you're saying?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Did you hear what I said?
No, I said it one more time. Sorry about that.
Did you hear what I said?
No, one more time for me, brother.
Okay,
Chris,
I'm sorry.
You hear it all.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, if you're going to build a community in the future, you got to have children. So.
I got all for that.
So, I got you already. Just hold on, brother. I got you. And this is the gentleman This is Reginald Harden from Facebook, Ramirez, that left you that message over here. I live here in Atlanta.
Okay, what's going on, brother? How you doing? Okay, what's up?
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, this is my screen name, West Coast
hey,
Red.
Ramil, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we can hear you.
Okay, so again, what I'm trying to say here, gentlemen, is, and for us to build a community, you have to have children. For you to build a future, you have to have a new generation to build, you know, the wealth. So are we going to have all these successful men just having surrogate children through surrogacy?
So I'm not sure what happened to my show here.
Hello?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah,
go ahead.
What are you saying?
I said do all of – so we build this community with all of these successful black men, right? We're building power. We're building wealth. But we have to have – but you have to have children.
That's wild.
Past, you know,
all right. Can you guys hear one another?
Yeah, I can hear him. I can hear him. I'm listening.
Okay, so I guess what I'm saying is all the children are going to have to be through surrogacy.
All right, good.
No, you're wrong. You have a very convoluted. You have a very convoluted way of thinking right there. I don't understand how you say that we need to have surgery. No, once you build that community, then you're able to set a standard for what kind of woman you allow in that community. Then you start building families.
That's my point. I'm the one who talked about this. Here's the thing, man. Even if you build the community, if the laws are still the same and there's still an out for them, it doesn't, you know what I'm saying? The reason why I say surrogacy is because you have full legal control of the children. Now, we went through all these generations where the mother has had full control of the children. We tried the family thing, but under
right.
the system, they get divorced. They can leave. They can leave you anytime.
Not
you get
sure
child support.
A blog talk there.
Yeah, so we didn't try the single mothers. We didn't try the family, but she breaks
well,
it
we're
up.
Talking
so I don't
about
understand why men can't get a chance.
Black people prefer having a
let me say this, Romeo. The surrogacy thing won't work because there have men that already tried
Instead
this and
having power.
Halfway through those pregnancies, those women have changed
that's,
their minds
the real
and decided to keep their babies.
Yeah, they lost the case. They lost the case. They lost the case when they did that.
What?
Yes.
They lost the case. When the female changes their mind
I'm
under the surrogacy and the contract is in place.
I assume you guys agree.
Yeah, so again, so now you have a surrogate, she changed her mind, or she understands that, okay, even after you have the child and she sees that you're doing good and you're this person with all of these means, and now she goes back to the court and says, hey, I changed my mind. Now I want.
Hold on, you and Ted talking at the same time, brother. I don't know if Ted can hear us. I mean, y'all.
I don't think Ted can hear us, and I've sent him text messages.
With Black American notices inside.
Ooh, I know, because it's kind of, I'm getting mixed signals here, so
we can hear Ted can't hear any of us.
Oh, okay, that's what's going on. Yeah, so, what it is, see, now even with the surrogacy, you still have the potential where you still might have to go deal with the system, and they're going to see you as a man of means, and with this woman sitting up here, and then you have all of this other stuff going on, so that's not even safe either.
Hold on, brother. In surrogacy, there's a contract put into place. Once you put that money up and you put that contract in place, it is solid. There have been plenty of women who have tried to get the baby back after the signing of the surrogacy contract. You guys can look this up. In California, the most liberal state in the country, they tried to pull this, and they said, no, that's the man's baby. You guys signed the contract, you paid the money. Like, when that contract's in place, they're not going to give that female that child back. They've been pretty – the law's been pretty clear on that.
Oh.
Really? Okay. Okay, that's fine. I mean, but I'm still saying she still could go back there and get a lawyer. Now you have to go fight and go through all of this stuff.
I got the bread. I can handle that.
That's fine.
He's gonna set me. I just think that, man, like, everybody has had a chance raising these children themselves. For the black man has yet to be given the full legal control of the next generation. The woman has been given control, but how come the man deserves a chance too for the next 50 years? Let's see what black men can do. You see what these hoes can do raising by themselves.
No, I agree. No, but guess what, Ramil? They already know what you're going to do. That's why they don't want you to have it. That's why they gave it to the bitch.
Yeah. That's them.
You know what? The powers that be already know what you can do if you get control of your community or your children or
Let me ask you, brother, this. So what if we overturn and revolt against all these powers that these folks put out of office?
Hey, Kendrick, let me ask you this real quick before I answer that. Did you used to call in the O'Shea show? Were you O'Shea Linux or something like that?
Sorry about that, everyone. Having some
no, but I want some O'Shea, but no.
No, he sounds like O'Shea Linux. That's not Linux, though. That's not Linux.
No,
he sounds like him, but it's
I
not
thought
him.
It was. Yo, Ramil, I thought it was, man.
Nah, that's not him, man.
Go
ahead with the question, my bad.
But what I'm saying is, like you were saying, I wanted. What I'm guessing, what I'm asking is, if enough brothers with some economic and some monetary power, how can you flip
Let's
the thing,
see,
the power struggle between
three.
Power to be man, so some of these black men can get their authority back. You know what I'm saying?
The system
that's
doesn't
what I'm,
want
that's
you
what
to
I'm
have
saying.
That.
Even, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even with some of these black rulers in some of these black countries. You see what I'm saying? That's the point I'm coming from. You know what I mean?
It's like a snowball, all right? You know, first of all, the men, you gotta stop expecting the men at the top to do it. Because the men at the top, right now in the black community, all these athletes, all these rappers, all these business moguls, they're benefiting from the system just like the women are. So they don't want it to change. They don't want it to change. You're not going to ask Oprah to change the system because right now Oprah's currently benefiting under the current system. So she doesn't want to see a change because she doesn't. It's an unknown for her. She doesn't know how she will have it. You know, in that current.
Can you guys hear me?
I'm right here.
I can hear something in the background, like a TV or something. I don't.
But
hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We good. Yeah, man, we're going to have to, I don't know whether we got to slow down some of the athletes and these celebrities and all of them. I don't know what's the solution to this.
Well, they make so much money, they generate so much money for this country, but still don't have no political power to be able to make a difference in their community. That means that someone is controlling them, their resources, and letting
That's
them know,
right.
hey, you know, hey,
this is
you know, they make money off of the dysfunction of the black community or the black neighborhoods. I don't want to really call it a community because it's just black neighborhoods. Anything matriarchal is not going to be productive.
And I was just wondering, let me ask you personally. So what you, I know you probably got a little more experience and a little more wisdom than me. So, and your man, what would probably be a solution in your man?
To the what?
What would be one of your opinions to a solution in your man since you're a little bit older than me? You sound like you're a little bit older than me.
Well, I've hey, to be honest with you, I mean, I racked my brain really trying to come to it. And actually, the one that where Chris was talking about building a community and going that way. But then again, you just have to just build yourself up enough where, in the community up enough where you able to find these women, you know, to breed your offspring, and then go from there. But you have to build yourself up economically. I forgot who it might have been Ramir or somebody who said if enough black men come together and put in an excess amount of money or something,
yes, David, here,
and invest it or something, how much that money would actually be divided up, you know, where now all of these guys have all of this money together, but when you break it down, if you divide it up, a lot of guys would end up with this lump sum of money, and then you can just go from there and just start building your businesses.
Let me finish the point I was making. Somebody got a whole bunch of noise going in the background. If you could go on mute, please.
It ain't me. I'm out in the open.
Yeah. I think it's either Ramil, Ted, or Kendrick. But anyway, to ask the currently wealthy blacks to start it for us is a dumb idea because they're benefiting from the current system. Don't cut me off. I'm not finished making my point. I let you talk. I didn't interrupt you. You need to stop doing that. To ask rich blacks to stop what they're doing and start building for us who aren't wealthy is stupid because they're benefiting under the current system. They don't know how it's going to be for them under a new system, so they're not going to do it. Now, what we need to do is understand is collectively there are more of us than more of them, so we have more financial power than them if we were to unite. Now, what it will be is like a snowball. As you roll a snowball down a hill, it starts off small, right? But the more people unite, the bigger that snowball gets to the point. By the time it gets down to the bottom of the hill, you have a big old huge ball that can take out anything in its path. And that's what black people need to start doing. Stop asking Oprah to give you money. Stop asking Jay-Z. Stop asking all the wealthy blacks to do it for you because they're not going to do it because they're benefiting under the current system.
Sound like we need to get rid of all of them needs.
To do what?
We need
once we start to establish things, then Oprah, then Jay-Z, then all of them, then they will follow. They will have no choice but to follow suit. So why do you want to get rid of them? That's more power that you'll have.
I'm just simply saying, should they be excommunicated? If you're trying to build up and they ain't building up, that's what I'm saying.
You don't even have to excommunicate them. You just don't focus on them. You just ignore them. Why is it so hard for black people to do to just ignore something?
Yeah, I follow. I'm just thinking out loud.
I'm gonna
shut it down
on Blog Talk. Sorry, guys.
No, you don't focus on Jay-Z. You don't focus on anybody. Just ignore them. Go build your own shit. Start establishing a community. Start with a community. A community turns into a town. A town turns into a city. The next thing you know, you've taken over a whole county. And once you start to do this, you know, eventually you'll take over a whole state. And then now once you've done this, now they're going to want to invest their money and their capital into what you have built. But you can't ask them to do it just off the bat. You can't do it. They're not going to do it because they're benefiting under the current system. And like I said, they don't want to go broke trying to establish something for broke people. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, like you said, I guess it's gonna be what it's gonna be.
No, that I don't know. I don't know what you mean by that comment, but to me, that doesn't make any sense. Nothing is gonna be what it's gonna be. You make it what it is.
Until enough, like you said, until enough folks get up out their butt to pull everybody up out of poverty.
Look, it can start with something simple as all the black men in the neighborhood buying out that local convenience store, right? You buy out the local convenience store, then you move on to all the restaurants. And then you move on to every place that has paid parking, you buy those spots. So that now that anytime somebody parks in your neighborhood, they got to pay you. I mean, it's just something simple as that, and you just keep building. But everybody thinks that you have to start big. No, you don't have to start big. The Jews, when they took over this country, they didn't start big. No, they started off very small, and they did it so discreetly that nobody knew that they were garnering, that they were starting to establish so much power for themselves until it was too late.
Yep, that sounds about right to me.
I don't know what's going on with Ted.
I think Ted, I'm gonna get up out of here, guys. I got things I do, but I do appreciate y'all coming through, man, and having this conversation with y'all, man.
Yeah, I'm about to get out of here too, because
this show. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.